Air travel can be stressful, that's not news, but here's something that might be. Some airports have therapy dogs. You can cool your air rage with the help of dogs at the San Jose and Miami airports. And earlier this year, Los Angeles International Airport launched its own crew of comfort dogs. Gloria Hillard brings us this story from Terminal 5 at LAX.
It begins at the TSA check-in. Belts, shoes, purses, and briefcases into the plastic bucket. Empty your pockets once and then again. You snatch your belongings from the conveyor belt while hopping on one shoe and then join the other stressed-out travelers in the departure terminal. That's when Hazel, in her red airport vest, goes to work. One by one, passengers look up from their laptops and smartphones, a huge smile on their faces. Barry Bollinger bends down and says hello to the dog, now leaning against his knee.
How are you?
I have a dog at home, and so, you know, I miss her a lot when I'm not there and stuff, so it's kind of nice to have one that you can pet and say hi to.
On the other end of Hazel's leash and in his own red vest is her owner, Lou Friedman.
When I hear passengers say, "You made my day, took all the stress away, thank you very much for doing this." Can't ask for anything else. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Friedman and his rescue dog Hazel, a freckle red and white pointer mix, are part of a new volunteer program at Los Angeles International Airport called PUPS, Pets Unstressing Passengers, like standby passenger Iris Alexander.
Hello. Need a little love right now. Having a hard time getting home.
In order to be a part of the program, the dogs have to be certified therapy animals. The dogs work in small shifts, two teams at a time.
His name is Barney.
Barney. Say hi, Barney.
Hi, Barney.
Hi, Barney.
Volunteer Linda Scott says she's been taking her Australian Labradoodle rescue, Barney, to nursing homes and hospitals for a couple years. The airport is a new experience for both of them.
If there's a big crowd and I sit and watch him, he actually will work the crowd and go up to everybody and just want to say hi.
You can just see the reactions of people, and that's anybody, passengers, employees here, TSA agents, everybody smiles.
Heidi Huebner is the director of volunteer programs at the airport. She says the teams are trained to be aware and sensitive to passengers who may be fearful of dogs or have allergies.
Basically, it's acknowledging, thanking the person for letting them know, and they take the dog and go the other way.
But typically, passengers are waiting in line to make contact with the dogs. A small crowd has gathered around Hazel, who is lying on her back, getting pets and belly rubs from Rich Merwin's three young children.
We've won a 7-hour delay, and we still got a few hours left, so it did help, yes.
Not surprisingly, some of the biggest fans of the program are the flight crews. Watching Barney at the departure gate is Delta pilot Captain Jeff Strong.
I'm thinking that Barney should go with us.
And then it was time for boarding. Having completed their shift, Barney plopped on the floor and Hazel climbed into an empty chair, laying her head on the armrest. And then Hazel raised her head, tail wagging. As Bonnie Vasconcelos approached, she said she had spent the last 20 hours in the airport.
Things will be okay. It's all good now.
All she needed, she said, was to hug a dog. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.